you haven't seen Jersey Boys yet on the stage, check it out. Now, we saw the movie. I didn't care for the movie. I think it was meant to be a stage musical. And we saw it in Chicago, my wife and I, Jersey Boys. You'll never see the, you'll never listen to the Four Seasons the same way again. Speaking about movie news, The Devil Wears Prada, a sequel is in the works. Hope they're bringing back Meryl Streep again. She was good in that. Tom Cruise wants to make a sequel to his movie Edge of Tomorrow. And remember the shower scene from Psycho? Well, now tops a list of the 111 best horror movie kills of all time. That was terrifying to see that when I first saw it. Yeah. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. Coming up in the next hour, we've got a nice prize to give away. Yeah, a getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. Keep listening for your chance to win. It's 8 o'clock news time at WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The first Democratic senator comes forward publicly to say he doesn't think President Biden can beat Donald Trump. Colorado's Michael Bennett tells CNN.
Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House.
He was among House and Senate Democrats who met behind closed doors to plot strategy. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from the White House.
New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill urged Biden to help lead the process toward a new nominee. But New York's Jerry Nadler, who told colleagues privately on Sunday that Biden should leave the race, now says he backs Biden.
We have to support him.
Former President Donald Trump rallied supporters in steamy Miami last night. It'll be sweltering today in parts of southeast Texas, still struggling without power since Hurricane Beryl made landfall there Monday. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is near Houston.
We spoke to Yvette Carrasco outside her home in Channelview. Without power, she told us, the triple-digit heat index has been unbearable.
It was hot. I'm about to not be okay.
Minutes into our interview, she said she had to sit down.
1.7 million customers in Texas are still waiting for the lights and AC to come back on. The death toll's gone up to at least 31 in an Israeli strike on a school in southern Gaza, where displaced families have been sheltering. CBS's Holly Williams reports from Israel.
Israel's military said it used a precise munition to kill a militant who took part in the October 7th attacks and is reviewing the incident.
Opening statements are scheduled to begin at Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter in New Mexico, a day after 12 jurors and four alternates were chosen to hear the case. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman believes the selection process was too quick.
This is a case that should have taken time, that we need to know about these jurors' attitudes deep down, about him, about gun safety, and we didn't get to do that in one day.
Baldwin claims he did not pull the trigger when the gun he was holding fired a bullet that killed a movie cinematographer. Mickey and Minnie could be heading for the exits. Union workers at Disneyland and Anaheim have scheduled a strike authorization vote for next week as contract talks continue. New survey finds more than a third of Americans are working more than one job. Bankrate's Ted Rossman.
Side hustling has been on the rise for economic reasons. People are stressed by inflation and high interest rates, and they're looking to make some extra money.
S&P futures up 13. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 27-year-old second shift custodian at Mitchell Middle School in Racine was arrested for possessing child sex abuse materials. Nicholas Wadnoski is being held on a $50,000 bond. An investigation into unregistered Airbnbs in Racine revealed over 100 unlicensed properties. 19 operators do have proper permits. The Public Health Department is asking people running the Airbnbs and Vrbo properties to get the permits. The iconic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is being put up for sale. The 28,000-square-foot French Renaissance building on 6th Avenue was built in the 1920s. Bob Slominski has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a hit and run that seriously injured a We Energies flagger in Burlington last year. It happened while Slominski was heading to an alcohol assessment class and had a pending case for his third OWI. The National Nuclear Security Administration has been flying a helicopter over Milwaukee to measure radiation levels ahead of the Republican National Convention. The Department of Energy says the testing is to establish baseline radiation levels in the city before the RNC starts on Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers reload for the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the three-game series tonight between the Brewers and the Pirates at AmFam Field. Last night was a mess. The crew giving up five home runs, including a grand slam by catcher Joey Bart, on the way to a 12-2 win over the Brewers. So how can the Pirates, who have struggled to get to 500, blow out the first-place Brewers? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's the division, and those guys know us, and we know them, and we go back and forth no matter what the records are or whatever, and they're a really good team, and they got really good pitching.
Hockey, the NHL bringing a preseason game to Milwaukee between the Chicago Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues in October. It'll be at Fiserv Forum. Tennis, after winning a match at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic lashed out at fans for allegedly booing him, even though his opponent was named Holger Rune.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We're going to keep warming it up with highs climbing into the upper 80s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The cup holder defines American culture at this point. We can't hold the cup. People get in the car. Where is the cup holder in this car? This is insane. Get some wheels on the luggage. Get me a belt clip for my cell phone. Get me an earpiece, too, and not one that you take in and out. Drill it right into the side of my skull. You have a dog, and the dog, they give you a leash with there's an extra leash wound up inside. In case the dog pulls it, you hit the button, let the line out like he's a marlin. Nobody wants to do anything but lie in bed. Anything, if you're not in bed, it's work. Even death, people want to be in bed. I always read that he died in his deathbed. I always read that in the paper. Why would you even buy a bed like that? How are you going to start feeling better sleeping in a deathbed? Where is that section of the furniture store? These are our deathbeds over here. We also have a death side table, death reading lamp. Is that a death clock radio? Yes, but there's no snooze. Either you get up or you don't.
pit of my heart. And each day it grows more and more. I'm not ashamed to come and plead to you, baby. If pleading keeps you from walking out that door, ain't no problem, baby. No, oh, don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to plead, baby, baby. No, don't leave me, girl. Baby, baby, baby.
The Temptations, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Pass it on. Tell a friend. You have a demanding boss? A new study found one thing about them can affect whether or not it's acceptable or not. A team at Ohio State found that we give our boss a pass for being a jerk only if they're really good at their own job. They use Steve Jobs as an example. He demanded a lot, but also accomplished a lot. Now, I once had a jerk for a boss. It wasn't here. It wasn't at this radio station. It wasn't this company. But he wasn't even good at his job. That's it, got me, you know? But, all right, well, I wish him well. What can I tell you? Live and let live. These eyes from Canada. Here come the Guess Who.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. Hey, coming up, your chance to win a gift certificate to a stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. That's straight ahead for you.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey-o. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-o. Listen.
closer to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop.
I'm blindly striking again. Blindly striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
I love all his songs. Lightning Strikes here at WRJN. We're seeing home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN at 99.9 FM and also 98.1 FM if you're in Kenosha. And 1400 AM. You can hear that everywhere. WRJN. Hey, I've got a gift certificate now to give away to Chula Vista Resort. Now, this is a one-night stay in the Junior Suites. It includes Chula Vista Resort water park passes for four. Now, it expires September 1st. So I want to get it to you now. Reservations are necessary and are based on availability. There's a whole bunch of information here. Now, you've got to use it by September 1st, okay? And it's good for Sunday through Thursday stays only. Now, if you want to go to Chula Vista Resort for a nice stay, give me a call right now and I'll give you this gift certificate, all right? Phone number to call is 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. And good. Whoa, not there. Okay. Try again. All right, we got a lot of calls here. Let's take one of them here. Well, you know, I got to do this manually, I think. Okay. We're going to get to that call. You stay right here. I'm going to get a call, get a winner on the phone right now, and we'll find out who it is. Hey, it's WRJN. It is 8:19 here on your Wednesday morning.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word cocktail to get your second drink for free.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, congratulations to Elvira. Hey, Elvira, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. You're a little better because you're going to Chula Vista Resort. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited about that.
I was going to try to sneak one of these into my briefcase to take home with me, but I think they're watching me on a camera, so I didn't do it. So instead, I gave it to you. A one-night stay in a junior suite. Water park passes for four at Chula Vista Resort this summer. You can use it before September 1st. I'll get that out in the mail to you this morning, and you can enjoy it with your family, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, Elvira. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Awesome.
Local news and timeless hits from WRJN. Let's get to the Bee Gees way before Saturday Night Fever. One of their early hits. I've got to get a message to you at WRJN. Here are the Bee Gees.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold out, hold out. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold out, hold out.
classic Rolling Stones, Get Off My Cloud. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:30 on the noggin right now. What's the safest word to use when you want to compliment a coworker's outfit? Someone on Twitter claims snazzy is the best because it's so benign and old school, they can't possibly take it the wrong way. Before I use the word snazzy, I think I'd check with HR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. People are speaking out about long-running problems at Wisconsin State Prisons. Cindy Sherwin is a former prison guard who was let go after 27 years. She says it was retaliation for whistleblowing.
As soon as Act 10 went into place, the supervisors and administration, from my experience, became their own higher powers.
Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee yesterday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a hit and run that left a We Energies flagger with serious injuries. Bob Slominski pleaded guilty to the charge of hit and run involving great bodily harm after striking the worker and fleeing the scene in Burlington last year. The crash happened while Slominski was heading to an alcohol assessment class and had a pending case for his third OWI offense. A Racine father of three was seriously injured during a backyard fireworks mishap that left him partially blind. CBS 58 reports 25-year-old Justin Hayes was hurt when a firework exploded in his face, resulting in the loss of vision in his right eye. A GoFundMe has been set up to help with medical costs. People all over Milwaukee were pointing their cameras up yesterday, trying to get pictures of that chopper flying low. The National Nuclear Security Administration has been conducting radiation measurements ahead of the Republican National Convention. The U.S. Department of Energy says the testing is to get a baseline radiation level in the city. The RNC starts Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We're going to keep warming it up with highs climbing into the upper 80s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
When my wife's really annoyed with me, she doesn't give me the silent treatment. She'll just take too long to answer a simple question. She'll just be standing a foot away looking at her phone, and I'll be like, hey, what time do we have to do that school thing? And she'll just be like... It's in the calendar. I'll be like, are you mad at me? No.
To the room. Listen, baby, it may be.
Academy Award-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr. Well, Cuba Gooding Sr. was the lead singer of The Main Ingredient. WRJN now with the Supremes. Come see about me.
I've been crying, cause I'm lonely.
For you,
smiles have all turned
to tears.
But tears won't wash away the fear that you never ever gonna take to ease the fire that within me burns. It keeps me crying, baby, for you. Keeps me sighing, baby, for you. So won't you hurry? Come on, boy. See
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. This guy in Louisiana filed a lawsuit after getting a ticket because his dog was not wearing a seatbelt. And these aren't $50, $60 tickets either. These tickets are either $300 or $400 a piece. So if you got Fido and you're driving around Louisiana, I guess buckle up, huh?
Ba 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 Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
from the James Bond movie of the same name, Live and Let Die, one of the Roger Moore James Bond films. I wasn't a big fan of Roger Moore as James Bond. I'm a Sean Connery guy, and that's just the way it was. When I was in Florida, we used to, back in the 1969, it was when Woodstock was taking place. My family was going through Florida, and we traveled a seven-mile bridge out to the Keys. And they since replaced that bridge with a newer version, but the old version was blown up for a couple of different movies, a James Bond film. There was Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think True Lies, they blew up part of the bridge for. So that's what they use it for. If you want to blow up a bridge, you're basically demolishing something that the taxpayers don't have to pay to demolish. And they also filmed part of the James Bond movie. I'm trying to remember which one out in the Florida Keys. I'll think of it when I get off the air today. Hey, the top ways we embarrass ourselves on Zoom. We have a lot of Zoom call meetings here at this radio station because we have 20 radio stations around the state, so they do it on Zoom. Take a break for a while and realize that you were muted the whole time. Yesterday I turned on and I was talking and it was muted. Luckily, it was only for a few seconds. Saying something embarrassing when you thought you were muted out. You forgot your camera was on when you went to the bathroom.
Oh, no!
Someone walked through your background naked. You didn't realize people can tell you weren't wearing pants. And yelling at your kids without muting yourself. You know, when I worked at a station in Atlanta, we had a TV station, Channel 2 in Atlanta. And the newscasters used to really dress up, except for their bottoms. They were wearing shorts and sneakers. And I said, what if you ever get up one day? And the newscaster said, I make sure I don't get up. Because he's wearing a sport jacket, you know, a shirt and tie. And he's wearing like a bathing suit underneath that. And that's the way they did the news every day at Channel 2. I'm sure they do it on the networks, too. When David Muir is sitting down, you never see him stand up for a reason. Probably wearing shorts. 850 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit Uline.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Everything turn, there is a season turn.
McGuinn and his group, and apparently the key to having a much better life is as simple as playing music at home. People who play music at home have over 3 hours of extra family time. They're happier, 87% happier, and you can actually be happier if you turn on WRJN. Now, that's not the scientific part. That's just our opinion. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning. We have the mayor on tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Mayor Corey Mason will be here in studio. And if you have a question, we'll take some of your questions as well. Coming up next, Cindy Huber. She's straight ahead. But first, here's Jeremiah, the frog, 857. Jeremiah!